السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين وبه نستعين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ما بعد. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. My respected brothers, sisters and elders in Islam, it is a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with month of Ramadan. He blessed us that we were able to congregationally get together in all the good a'mals, good deeds. Alhamdulillah, month of Shawwal has begun. And we all supposed to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should make this month a khair and barakah for all of us, with iman and safety for all of us, and wassalamati wal islam, where this month continues with the same spirit of iman, the same spirit of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and submission for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to do wa tawfiqi lima tuhibbu wa tarda, and whatever good Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah is pleased with all those things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should bless us tawfiq to continue doing those things. And my respected brothers and sisters in Islam, when it comes to a'mal, that what we do as a Muslim, we are not seasonal believers. We are not seasonal believers. Those seasons are given where we are motivated, we are encouraged, and we try to use those seasons so that we become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But as believers, our entire life, till we meet Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our focus is going to be same, that is, pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The same Allah who was in Ramadan, the same Allah is there in Shawwal. The same Allah who blessed us, and for whose sake that we came every single day to masjid, we were engaging, the same Allah is there in the month of Shawwal as well. Ulama Karam says once the month of Ramadan is over, the month of Hajj starts. That is Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah. These 3 months, this is known as Mawsim al-Hajj. These are season of Hajj. Hujjaj are preparing themselves. Whoever has intention, they'll be preparing themselves. And those days, it was a preparation for a longer period. Now, we have a time. We can even, if you have intention now, we can do that. We can start doing that. We can prepare ourselves. So this Mawsim al-Hajj also considered to be great. Great days. These are considered to be now after Shawwal, Dhul-Qa'dah will start. And Dhul-Hijjah, these are from Ashhurul Hurum. Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah and Muharram. Great sacred nights will start. So we must try and see that. How can we be connected and motivating ourselves to be, you know, the having the same spirit of Ramadan? And we continue. We came looking for night of Laylatul Qadr. It is greater than 1,000 months. But every single day, in every single night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the time of tahajjud. We should have the same excitement. Same excitement. Why the night of, you know, Laylatul Qadr, why was the last 10 nights, why the nights of Ramadan was great? Because we were having a very close relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now we must try and say, okay, let me try and bring this habit of performing Salatul Tahajjud. Performing Salatul Tahajjud and have an enjoyment in that. At least we wake up and perform 4 rak'at. At least we perform 4 rak'at, mashallah. You start learning and you start seeing that the sweetness, you start seeing the sweetness in salah. We had congregational salah. We made lots of congregational dua. But ulama karam says when it comes to more than congregational duas, in this special moment, that is in time of tahajjud, the individual dua, individually a person is crying in front of Allah, is greater than the congregational everyone get together and we all make dua. It's greater. Congregationally, we have a, you know, atmosphere, and we are motivated to do all those things, but these things will continue. And then, our life goes on as such way, we do not only have our haq of ibadah alone, it's a mission. The month of Ramadan, yes, we gain more focus on our ibadah, extra activity of salah and all that, definitely. But now, month of Ramadan is over, while sticking to certain basic things, while sticking to certain things, we need to see how can I concentrate on my other side of my life. Other side of my life, that is, I improve my family life, family relationship. It's very, very important. How do I do that? You must see that between spouses, husband and wife, children, how I'm going to concentrate on that. Can I concentrate on my, when it comes to my halal earning, where do I stand? Am I just being a consumer? Am I just living? Or I am making an impact? It's very important. It has to compensate the ibadah that we did for this entire month of Ramadan. It has to compensate and it has to have an effect in our other part of life. If that's not going to have an effect on it, then there is something wrong. There is something wrong. So that is the Jihadul Akbar. It is easy for us to be consistent in ibadah in month of Ramadan, but it is very difficult to be consistent in ibadah, consistent in other matters outside month of Ramadan. Outside month of Ramadan. Because now, shaitan is loose now. In month of Ramadan, we only had an issue of our own nafs. We were only having issue of our own nafs. We were actually battling with our own nafs. Now, additionally, shaitan is there. Now that feeling is not there, oh, it's Ramadan, no, it doesn't come in. So we have to see that how can I concentrate on other my life, other part of my life. Personally, my eyes, I have been controlling in month of Ramadan, is I need to have the same thought. Because fasting of food, during the day we stayed away, abstained from food. But other part of staying away from maharim continues. It doesn't stop only in month of Ramadan. Right? It doesn't stop. So we must see, okay, where is my weak area? Each and every one of us have certain, you know, we have certain strongest, our strength and weakness. We know these are my strength, okay. This area is good, but these are my weakness. Now I need to be focused in my, see, okay, this is my weakest area, let me work on it. Maybe it is our coming to Salah, Jama'ah is our weakest area, we try to concentrate on that. Maybe it's difficult for us to protect our eyes, then we decide, okay, let me try and work on that. Let me try and work on that. See that I'm working on it. And if I have any other thing, I used to, you know, backbite, speak about, because shaitan is very, you know, we made all this a'mal, if we can destroy all of that. Everybody get together, we start backbiting about others, all the amal is gone. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one thing is called al-halika. It is a shaver, it will shave away. Say al-hasad, al-hasad, al-hasad. When you have envy, you're looking at other persons, jealousy. Now this is the area that we need to work on it. Jealousy and envying, backbiting, this will destroy our amals. Whatever so many a'mal, so much of good deeds we have done, it will destroy. So we need to see, okay, this is the areas, bit by bit, I'm going to improve myself. I'm going to work on it. And especially in these part of the world, you know, I see a lot of youngsters, young children. You know, this country encourage, you have a lot of children. This country encourage, you bring a lot of young children. It's good, because children are the future. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also encourage you have more children. But the challenge that we have in our hand is that how are we going to keep them in the environment of Iman and Islam? It's like an egg. See, one of the scholars was giving a beautiful example. I'll just tell this and stop. You see, our children are like a bird is hatching an egg. When a bird hatches an egg, Hatch is very careful about it. As long as if it gets too cold, the egg what? Spoils. If it gets too hot, egg gets spoiled. So it has to maintain the temperature. Allahu Akbar. If maintain the temperature, sacrifice it, give the proper heat and protects it. And then not only that, there's so many other this thing. First is based on the heat and cold weather. And then there is a threat from other animals. The snakes can come and take, other things can come and take. So we need to make sure that goes. So this mother, the bird mother, does not leave the nest until make sure that egg hatches. Some 30 days, 35 days, 40 days gives that heat for it properly. But now the chick is hatched. This chick, what happens? The bird mother has to do as much as possible feed, and until it learns to fly, until it learns to fly, gives so much of attention. Similarly, our children are like that. When we give them, you know, too much, we need to always keep them in that environment of heat. The iman is there, is given right. As long as it is there, they're not going to get spoiled, and they're going to go. And then right time come, it will hatch, they will come out, and then we train them how to fly, we feed them gradually, we make sure that they are able to fly. So it's not a one day, 2 day, 3 day work. It is a vision. But unfortunately, the bird mother will never trust her job with anyone else. It doesn't go and put to daycare center, school, or here and there. The bird mother never trusts. She tries as much as possible and delivering her job. But now we are in a system where we do not have that. So when we have the fikr, when we have the concern, especially we must try. And because these are the places, you know, when you look at, you know, 100 years ahead, lots of people are coming in. You see 100 years ahead, I can see two ways. I can see two ways. The way things happening, I can see two things. One, inshallah, our youngsters will improve, they'll come, they will preserve, it will go on. Another way, if we fail, may Allah protect, that converts other way around. They will neglect all these places, may Allah protect, may Allah forbid, may Allah forbid. And this is history which is talking, right? Even great imams, Imam Qurtubi rahimahullah, Spain, Muslims have ruled. We are not ruling here. Muslims have ruled for so many years, right? So many scholars, everyone. Where is the problem? We say, okay, these people came and took over. No, actually the downfall, when we leave Iman and Islam, Allah allows other people to come over. As long as we have that, our younger generation has it, as long as we try to keep that, in that is basic, my dear respected, we try to work on ourselves, especially our weaker area, we try to strengthen it and try and bring our children to the masajid, make them closer, because nowadays they are more into this digital social media and all that. Allahu Akbar, you know, they are exposed to so many evil things. It's like they don't know what they are consuming. They are consuming so many things. They don't know what they are consuming. And then it is affecting their character. It is affecting their behavior. It is affecting their attitude. Everything is getting affected. And it's very, very important that we elders, you know, accommodate. We become very receivable. Because we need to understand, we need to treat them as a patient. We cannot get angry with them. We cannot get annoyed with them. We should understand that they are going through a period of challenge. They have emotions, hormones, so many things, bad things have been fed into their mind. They see other things around. So, you know, going on with them. And then again, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for protection. If Allah will take care of our children, as long as we are salihun, inshallah. As long as we keep making sujood and making dua, inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of them. As long as they take at least the basic of it, inshallah it will continue. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us the tawfiq to continue. And this month of Shawwal, we all know, I think ulama would I remind, we try as much as possible, continue with the 6 days of fasting. Many of you would have started it. If you can do it continuously, it is better. If you have qada, you give preference for qada, that is better, because ulama have said, you have to be qada is farm upon you, and rest of the fasting is sunnah upon you. So you give preference for the khala, and then the rest of the thing. And sitam in a shawwal, you get the reward of fasting whole year. And we keep intention, now we look forward. Whoever can go for hajj, don't delay. People regret those who delayed hajj in their life. If you have the means now, you see you have the means now, don't delay it. Don't think about anything that and this. If you have the means, and then immediately keep intention and start your work. Because if you are not performed Hajj, if you are not performed, one Hajj is compulsory upon you, so you try and see that. If you are not, do that and do the preparation and work on it. And then keep this in the mind. The Hijjah is coming, great 10 days, great 10 nights. Wal Fajr, Walayalin Ashir, great 10 nights is coming. So it's like similar, you know, 10 nights, it's that last 10 nights of the Ramadan or first 10 nights of the Hijjah. So it's again, just 1.5 months time, it's going to be 2 months time, it's going to be again the Hijjah. So keep this in the mind, and if we can plan everything, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help us. And ask Allah continuously, Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadati. Very important. Oh Allah, help me, assist me to remember you and to thank, be grateful to you and to do the ibadah in a beautiful manner. Sallallahu ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Walhamdulillah.